Hey guys, it's your girl, Kamara A. Unique, and you are listening to the A. Unique Beauty Podcast, where we talk about all things beauty and God. Yes! Hey, can I get a hallelujah? All right, today I have a special guest with me, and I'm so excited, super honored to have her here with me today. It's one of my dearest friends, and her name is Robin Michelle. Hi. Say hello, hi. Robin.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Amen. I love it. So, Robin, I want to jump right into this because, you know, we don't have that much time, but I just want to, like, you know, I know you have your mom. You're a major hairstylist. You work with some of our favorite people. And so can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Robin?
Oh, man. I'm so not good at this part. I can talk about the mom part. I have this cool little dude. His name is Aiden. He's 11. I literally don't deserve him. He's absolutely amazing. Because my mom put that curse on me, like, well, wait till you have kids and your kids are going to whatever, but God blocked it. Aiden is nothing like me. When I say nothing like me, like, he's such a calm kid.
He's a gentleman. He's a perfect gentleman.
He is. Like, God blocked that curse.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then as far as hair, I started off as an extension specialist, literally just doing every type of extension. And then I went into making wigs, customizing units. And that was something that I really, really, really fell in love with. Mm-hmm. It's taken me some really dope places, like, you know, got to have my units on everyone's favorite auntie in their head for a few years at Wendy. My absolute fave is working with Niecy, and I love working with a production, so I love making things for TV shows and movie sets and stuff like that. So, I don't know. This is always awkward. So could you stop me?
No, I love it. I don't think it's like even with me, it gets awkward speaking about like what we do as artists, because it's like, okay, we're super humble about it and we love what we do, but it's also like, it's okay to like walk in it, you know, like this is my accomplishments. This is what I've done, you know? And I think you have a lot of accomplishments. You know, one thing I love about you is that you step out on faith a lot when it comes to like your business, when it comes to like anything that you're doing. I feel like you're always asking God first before you move on anything. And, you're known for like doing, hair for Wendy Williams when her hair was looking bomb when you were on. And so can we talk about how you got that position? Like, cause I feel like that was also a God thing.
Okay. So with that was really interesting because I was in a low place. This was August 2016. I will never forget that. That was like the most transformative month I've ever experienced in my life. Mm-hmm. So I was in a low place and, you know, it was like, okay, could I take a marketing class? Should I take another wig class? Do I need to add specialty on top of my specialty? Like, what do you need to do? And then something in my spirit was like, nah, just go to God. It's not about another marketing class. It's not about hiring someone to help you with your social media. It's not about any of those things. Just go to God. And so I literally just started to walk with God and develop a relationship I had never experienced before. And I don't think anyone ever even helped me understand that that was possible. I've been in church my whole life, but never walked with God. I went to church on Sundays and Thursdays and you pray, and that's all I knew. I didn't know like you could really see God as like a friend. Mm. In different times you could see him as a father, and then another times you see him as, you know, like a protector, like all these different things. So anyway, that was that. And I randomly had someone hit me up and was like, you know, can you call me? And so I called them and she was letting me know that there was an opportunity that she wanted to consider me for, and she knew that I could do it. It was just a matter of if I'd be a good fit, and she wanted me to come in and meet them. And I'll try to make this really quick, but I went to God and was like, are you sure? because I was like, how is this going? I'm not going to lie. I was like, how's that going to work? Literally. And he just told me it was mine. And I remember, like, he gave me a vision, and I drew this dressing room. And, you know, I just was like, okay. And I had never experienced God telling me something was mine and walking into the mind that God said, you know, I was supposed to have.
Yeah.
So I remember her season started, and somebody was doing her hair. Mm-hmm. I hadn't yet gone in for the interview. So obviously, like, the enemy starts coming in and you're like, someone else got the job. I didn't get it. That must not have been God telling me it was mine. Mm-hmm. It must have been me. Yada, yada, yada. And so all the anxiety started, you know, kick in, and I started to get nervous. And then I prayed again, and something in my spirit was like, stand on what I said. Pack your kit.
Ooh, get ready. Stay
ready. I never told you this. I packed my kit, honey. I put it right by upstairs. And I just said, God, I don't want anything you don't want from me. If you said it's mine, I'm going to trust that this is your saying and this isn't me. And sure enough, after that first week of that season, I got a call to come in and do an interview. And I got hired that day, like when I went in. Didn't have to do hair, didn't have to do anything. We just had a conversation. I also showed up with a suitcase ready to do whatever they wanted me to do.
Yes.
And she was like, is that a suitcase full of wigs? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. so wait, that's how I got the job. I didn't apply for it. And I thought it almost slipped through my hands. And God was showing me how to not only hear his voice, trust his voice, but wait on what he said.
Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. And that's like, and also what I get from that story is also to like, stay ready, like to get ready. Like when you hear that, like you feel that feeling happening and that something is going to come your way, it's like, you got to get ready for it, because you could get that call and they'd be like, come on. And you're like, I wasn't ready. You got to get ready.
And you borderline feel like a lunatic. No, for real, because, you know, you believe that you're hearing God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then here you go packing a suitcase, or if God says, you know, you're going to travel here, and you start researching everything about the place and ordering stuff, you could sound crazy if you're not talking to the right ear and spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and that was my first time experiencing that. And nothing's been the same from that experience. I'm not even talking about the job. I'm just talking about that moment of stretching of relationship with God.
Yeah.
Like I said, what I said. Get ready. So yeah, that's how I got it.
Okay. So we're going to jump, because I know we got a lot we want to go into today. So I want to talk about, of course, you had a wonderful experience. You were really like, you made a name for yourself by doing, I think.
I did not have a wonderful experience.
Okay.
We're going to lie to the people.
Okay, you were, say less.
No, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
I'm not going to be messy either. No. Let me give this disclaimer, because I say this, and when I tell you, I mean it to my core.
Yeah.
I love that woman. When I say I love that woman, I love that woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her, but I love her. No, I got to keep it funky. Hear me.
Jesus.
My mother told me that growing up my whole life. She was like, I love you, but I don't like you. I was a terrible kid. Like, you know, you have some relationships where, like, we're bonded by love, but we have our differences.
Copy.
And so I'm not going to sit here and act like everything is always copacetic and you work for people and you have these positions and y'all just love each other and you get along in front and behind the camera. That's not real life.
So let me get into, not to cut you off, let me get into that then. So how, when you're working with someone that you do love, but you don't really like, and some people would say, I don't like her, I'm out, I'm leaving, I'm quitting, I'm gonna be out of this job. What advice would you give to someone that's dealing with that? Because you actually stayed until God released you.
Ha. So that's a great thing to ask. And I would say go back, go through your evidence, right? So go back to what you were thinking, what you were hearing, what you were feeling when you got it, right? Mm-hmm. I just told you I didn't apply for it. So if God brought it to my door, then it was an assignment, correct? I can't leave my post.
Come on!
All right?
Come on!
For real, like, look, sometimes you just got, and that could, I don't want to over-spiritualize it.
No, but you're not. Me,
that's logic. It I didn't is. Apply for it. So it's an assignment, and I can't leave my post. No matter how hard it gets, I had some of the most amazing experiences during that time. But then I also had some like very hard experiences, okay. Things that people would not prepare you for. And not just with that particular person, how people then start changing around you, expectations of you. Let's say it's not the actual celebrity, but their team, the different things you deal with, where when you're a professional, you're trained to zip your lips and act like everything is
peachy.
Perfect. Yeah. No. And so for me, I have to go back to the foundation. Like if I didn't have a foundational understanding why I was there, yeah, I would have left earlier.
Copy.
But that, for me, it's an assignment, and I'm grateful that while I'm on assignment, he's stretching me. He's platforming me. He's stretching my influence, my territory. He's also expanding me and making my name great because he's a dope guy.
Amen. Come on. You see, guys, this is why, like, he makes me so excited because, of course, like, people are, like, are afraid. You know, one of the things I've been seeing a lot is, like, people are afraid to, because I've been doing so many lives with different pastors. And so a lot of them, their followers have been asking, how do you move in this secular world? It's secular world. And I'm like, can y'all remove this religious spirit real quick and calm it down?
It's the world.
Like, God is all over. He's Monday, the air we breathe. Yeah, like, okay, if somebody doesn't really know him that well, doesn't mean that they don't know him. And half of the, and a lot of people that you may think is not into God actually are, but they're just quiet about it. And half, and a lot of the people that are not, that you worship and you idolize, are the ones that are not into him at all. So let's just remove all of that and just debunk follow up what, huh? Say it.
Debunk the myths.
Come on. Come on. So can we quickly just tell me, I love the story about when you left the show. I think it was a powerful move of God. And I loved how you were so graceful. Like you were just like, I mean, you're a graceful woman already. But the way you moved was super graceful. And you could just tell it was the flow of God going through you when you did it. So can you share with them like how you left?
So before I left, I had moments where I wanted to stay. And then I had moments where it was like, okay, Dad, come get me. And when I realized he wasn't, like I wasn't released, then I had to correct my heart posture. Mm. And so every day that meant not finding fault in others. That meant asking God to help you see people how he sees them. Mm. Check my heart.
Yeah.
You know, help me not walk in with any animosity, any anger. You know, no matter what anyone's doing to me. Again, I'm on assignment, so I can't leave my post. And the heart posture I have to have while I'm on post has to stay the same.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean, I do have to say this before I say about the exit. Not being released to go when I wanted to go challenged my relationship with him because I got angry with God.
I
got angry. Like, why are you leaving me here like this? And, you know, I journal with God all the time. And I'm like, this happened today. And that, you know, like how you just letting this and that happen. And da da. And he just wouldn't let me. And someone gave me a nudge and was like, you need to go on a fast. And I did. I went on a fast. I shut off the social media. I did whatever I could do, cut out certain foods, you know, whatever. And I prayed. I really prayed. I journaled. I walked at the park with God and pressed in. And so he let me know I'd be released to not move on to the next season. And at that point, I then expressed my desires to him. I want to leave with my name intact. Mm-hmm. I want to leave with peace, and I wanted us to be okay. Those were the three things that I asked of God. And so then it was like, okay, am I willing to help find a replacement? Which I was, but they don't have to accept that, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And when it was time to exit, again, I just kept being prayerful. And I was going to Europe.
Oh, that's the eat, pray, love.
The day after I quit, oh. I was getting on a plane to go to Europe for 3 weeks. And, like, I was at peace because I said, you know what? I exited. I did everything with integrity. I did my part. Like, I, you know, you feel so good when you can honestly say, I did my part, giving, like, glory and honor unto you. Yes. How they receive it is on them. Yeah. But I did my part, right? I got a call at midnight from her. And I was looking at my phone, and I literally was like, do I want to fight? She want to fight. All right, let's fight. So I answered the phone. And I just had so much peace, and like our, you know, our energy can kind of go like this, but then again, there's that love factor. So it also goes like this, right? Mm. So every time it wanted to go like this, something made it go like this.
Okay.
And you, every single time.
And if you guys are listening, she's like, could you express what this is? Cause if they're listening.
Oh, those are two fists.
No, two like fists two pounding.
Going at each other.
Yeah.
But every time it even sounded like it was about to go there, it went to love.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, that was you. We had a phone call. I, you know, we expressed whatever needed to be expressed. Ended it with like, I love yous. I was transparent. You know, she, whatever. It ended better than I didn't even know to pray for that.
Wow.
That's how I knew it was God. And can I tell you, that was the best send-off to Europe. Wow. I could have, again, I didn't know to pray for it. I just thought that that wasn't even possible. So it was just like, let me just exit with honor, and that's it. Thank you, God, for allowing me to do that. You're awesome. Then the phone rings.
Yeah. I think it's also like that honorable, like, and being graceful too is something that we, that new artists need to understand, because I think a lot, there's a few big artists that speak out loud negatively about clients. And I think your story and how you are and how graceful you are is really truly inspiring, because there's times when like I've experienced some like really negative things from clients, and I call you and you're like, well, I will go this way and I would do it this way. And I'm like, all right, let me just listen to Robin. Like, it's kind of like, what would Robin do?
What, because my biggest thing is put ego aside.
Yes, let's, it's not about you.
Here. Yes. I'm here to serve. I really am here to serve.
Yes.
And my thing is that person is coming at you one way, right? How do you know that you handling them with love is not going to be the thing that challenges them to move differently?
Yes.
If I give you the same thing you give to me, how does anyone ever get past any of this?
Come on, First Lady. Come on.
No, stop it.
I mean,
but I'm just...
We're gonna get to that in a second.
Look at her. No, but for real, like, you know, I did sign up to work for you, and some people take it from the stance of like, yes, I work for you, but I'm no one's slave, and I'm da-da-da-da-da. But again, why was I there in the first place?
Yes.
God put me on post. So no matter who I'm doing it for and how they receive it or not, everything I'm doing that's coming out of me should be unto God.
Amen.
Should be a reflection of God. What you do, and it took me so much, but I would say over the course of 3 years, I learned, I can't say how to master it, because, you know, it might be a video of me posted up a year from now cussing somebody clear out.
You're not.
But I did a great job getting to a great space to not, to empty me from the situation and keep saying, like, but if this is just between you and God, how do you think he wants you to respond to it?
Copy. Yeah.
you know. Yeah. So
I think
I'm not knocking no one else's understanding, but for me, I am here to serve. Yeah. And everybody is hurting. They just express it differently. And if you could look at it like that, it would help you not harden your heart towards people so much.
Yes. I was saying, I said on a live the other day, I said my daily prayer is, because of course I'm doing these lives and I have to be in a place of like, I don't know who I'm going to be hitting and who I'm going to be speaking to. And so I said, God, can you give me a, like every day I pray, God, give me a heart for your people.
Yeah.
Continue to give me a heart for your people so that if they're coming at me a certain way, I'm not automatically attacking, but I'm actually seeing and discerning where that pain is coming from if they're coming at me in a negative way.
And you know what? Someone else helped me understand. Darius Daniels.
Oh, the beast.
He helped me understand that your feelings should be indicators, but not dictators. Mm. So it's an indication there's something off. I'm feeling something. Let me sit and now address what I'm feeling and sort through it. But what you're feeling does not equate to facts.
Copy.
Facts. I move off of facts. I don't move off of assumptions and feelings anymore.
Your feelings get you in trouble.
Now, he helped me understand that. And no matter how it looks, where it's like, oh, she ain't say hi. Oh, so she acting funny now. Da 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 da. You know what? It's making me feel that way, but I don't know that. So I'm not going to go and unfollow her.
Copy.
I'm not going to be nasty to her. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about her to the next person like, yo, can you believe da-da-da-da-da? Because you know what he said? And it just opened my eyes. That person could have got a phone call that their mom has cancer.
Yep.
That person could have, like, you don't know. Yeah. So don't do that. And don't take it personal. That's your demons.
Word. And it's the unfollowing, because you know when somebody not messing with you no more, when they don't like a picture or something, they're like, where you been? You used to be here.
And now I'm like, maybe it's the algorithm.
But I'm like, I can feel your heart. And I'm like, I think it's like we have to move in a place of forgiveness. Like, God literally has taught me over the years in a place of forgiveness of people. Like to forgive whoever I assumed hurt me in a certain way, instead of like having the conversation and like, and getting it out and expressing myself. I've learned that from you too. Like, it's just expressing like, you know what? I don't like how that made me feel. I would appreciate it if you did this differently. You know, and I think if we were able, and therapy has also helped me do that, you know, being able to express how I feel without feeling like I'm hurting somebody, but also saying like, I don't want to hurt me. Like, I have to make sure that my mental is right. So I have to like, let me let you know how I feel right now. And then if we're really friends, you're going to give me back some good feedback and you're going to apologize for it. And then I'm going to apologize if you say, hey, I didn't like that. Like, I think it's like a holding yourself accountable. Like, accountability is the way we grow. You know what I'm saying? I think
you've done so that I have to cut you off and say that.
What?
Because being a part of growth, I remember the first time, I think the first time you and I worked together was with Candy.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah. And I remember we didn't get cool right after that. Mm-mm. But then somehow we did.
How did we get cool?
I don't know. Okay. But you would be held up with offense.
Yeah.
Everything was like offense with you.
Yeah.
Everything. And I don't remember exactly when you took a turn, but you really let go feeling like everything you experienced was a personal dig.
Yeah.
And your energy has like peaced out so much.
Girl.
Like, and can't you breathe better?
I feel better. Honestly, I feel amazing. I think it was honestly building the relationship with my relationship with God and understanding who I was to him. And it also that also ended when I found out that I was a daughter to God, because I never
looked. And he don't pray about you.
Exactly. Because when I first found God, I never looked at God as a father. I didn't know God was a father. I told this story the other day that I got baptized on Father's Day and I was upset. I was so angry because I was like, I don't even know my dad. What am I doing getting baptized on Father's Day? Not knowing God was my father. And so I had
to know your dad.
Right? Exactly. And so I had to say to God, hey, Daddy, question, you have to teach me how to be a daughter. And so what he started doing was putting me around people that had children. I would see how Aiden was with you. I would see how my friends who had little girls would act and how they would ask their father for things. And little girls, when they ask their daddy for things, like, daddy, can I get this? Daddy, can I get that? Daddy, can I get... Daddy, hey, daddy, this person's bullying me. Hey, daddy, she made me hurt. She hurt me. Hey, daddy, I don't like how this... Daddy. And so that's when I just became like... My daddy got it.
A whole brat with God.
Daddy with my husband.
I'm very like, dear
daddy.
God. Because you know me, I'm a heavy journaler. Yes. And I journal not to myself, but I literally journal to God.
Yes.
I can do not. I will. On the train, on the sub. I don't care if the bus on the way home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we also say, Daddy, where are husbands? Where is our husband?
Also, wait, great segue. I see what you did there.
You see what I did?
I see what you did.
Let's get to the husband talk.
I see what you did there.
So here's the tea, guys. I love talking to Robin about my future husband. I know for a fact that I could tell Robin any prophetic, like, anything that I prophetically heard about my husband, any dream that God gave me about my husband, I could tell her that because we're both on the same journey of having this like crazy faith for our husbands. And we are trusting God to bring our husbands by the end of this year because I feel like it's the end of this year. Honestly, we feel like by the end of this year, it's going to be like, hey, pat out! You know?
I feel like I've been so like semi-good and I just really want...
He's coming.
To see this as time served.
Wait, I want to talk about the time served part though. Because the other day I called you and I said to you, and I want to have this real conversation, Christian ladies, I want to have this real conversation. This is from two Christian women who are baptized, who love God, who can go, you know, like we are going fire, okay? And I had this honest conversation with my friend and I said to my friend, I said, girl, I don't know if I want to actually go and buy a toy to handle what I'm, you know,
that conversation.
No, because that was some good tea. We have a lot of conversations. But I said, girl, I need to go buy a toy. I'm going to just have to use something because I'm just like, what? Because, you know, we're celibate until we, you know, we're waiting. We're trying to wait for the one. And so I'm like, what do you do? What do you do, Robin? Tell us. Because the way you explained it, you blew me away.
So I was explaining that I don't own toys and I don't pleasure myself. So, and I don't do it. I used to, and it was a great time. I don't do it now. Something clicked this time around where, God, how long have I been celibate? Like, 2 years, two something, two and a half. I don't know. I've lost count. Anyway, point is, I don't do it because I just feel like the walls are closing in on me. We're getting closer. It is like almost D-Day, people. Like, stay focused. I feel like what God has, through my relationship with him, what he has opened me up to believe that I deserve,
amen,
is worth waiting for. And with that said, you know, while someone might feel like, okay, but I'm not having sex with a man, it's just a toy, I'm just pleasing myself. But I'm like, I have enough self-control to even deny my flesh. Because one, I don't want, when it is go time for me to connect with my husband, I don't want to be so self-trained. He has to compete with
a machine.
My two fingers.
Yeah.
And a machine.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see what his mouth does. I want to see what his stroke gives.
Yeah.
Right? With the power, the might and the power of the Lord coming behind. What? Yes.
You're making me blush.
On a bus, on a train, on a plane.
And another thing too, how
people
deep
eat these green eggs and ham. Yes. No, just think about it. And again, this is just my preference, right?
Yeah.
But I look at it like, And let's just get graphic because I'm all right with it. So, you know, I used to have this toy, I don't know, T2000 something. I could be done in 2 minutes and move on with life.
Yeah.
Ugh, great. Put it, you know, wash it off, put it away.
Yeah.
And so my thing is, how does that compare
to the real thing and to your husband?
Well, not even just to the real thing. Like, how does he compare to what I've trained my body to receive in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And that may be too much for someone. That's totally fine. Again, disclaimer, this is my jam.
Yeah, this is.
It's my preference. Yeah. But I just feel like it's going to be so amazing. And I don't know if you do this, but I also, when I pray about my husband, I pray about our sex life.
Yes.
We are going to know each other's bodies inside and out. His nasty going to match my nasty, huh?
Come on, sir.
Huh?
Come on, sir. Yeah.
So I just feel like I'm like that for me is worth me denying my flesh.
Yes.
And just staying mentally, emotionally, and spiritually prepared for it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, you blew me away when you told me that. So like when you said that to me, I was like, yes, absolutely. And then on top of it, when you think about it, when you are masculine, and you guys were having an honest conversation. This is just us being honest.
Yes.
I think also when you are doing it to yourself, you have to imagine someone else. Like you have to imagine that you're doing that. You're intimate with someone. Correct. Right. And so I don't want to be like creating a soul tie that I broke with someone that I used to be with, or planning out pornography in my head to see that, because I'm like, that's not godly. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It ain't where we at right now.
I'm not gonna watch pornography. I'm going to have a flashback to a previous experience. Mm-hmm. And 9 out of 10, I still can, if not still, already, you know, have access to that person.
Yeah.
And so if I'm pleasing myself, I'm remembering we all have that one.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
That your mind goes back to, right? And so if I'm pleasing myself and my mind is going back to him, like you said, that's reconnecting a soul tie.
Yeah.
And that I can't guarantee, I don't have a weak moment if I get a, hey, how are you, holding up during Corona text.
I have not gotten one of those, but because I ain't got no.
I did, and I looked down at that phone like,
the blood.
Because it says, "Hey, how are you?" What it really means is, can we just talk, or do I have to censor myself?
Well, no, you're not gonna curse, right? You gonna curse?
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but that "Hey, how are you?" is like in my mind. You want to come and sit on my face? And I was like, no, I don't want to come sit on. So I didn't reply to it. I just looked at it and I was like, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah. Exactly. It's discerning that, you know, like, I'm not going back to this place. I'm not going back there. I refuse. Girl, this is some tea. What else we got to talk about? Like, what else we got? I mean, I think your perspective when it comes to like dating and relation. Oh, well, let's go back to like God. Like we have a few more, like 7 or 8 minutes. We're at 33 minutes. So like, this is really good.
Okay.
But let's go back to like your, like my friend today with our husband situation. Like, let's go back to that. My friend today, I was talking to one of my girlfriends, Tabitha, and she's a beast. Like, she's awesome. And so she said to me, there's this thing that she does with God where she asks God for a password. And so the password could be anything. And so you meditate and you say, God, when I meet my husband, I want you to say I want him to do the password. And so the password is an action. And then he says something, right? And she said it worked because somebody that she knows that God told her it was her bae, did the action and said the password, and God was like, did you hear? And the Holy Spirit was like, did you hear that? He did it. And she almost passed out. And so the password could be like, let's say, because I'm from Trinidad, right? The password could be like, the guy that I'm supposed to be with would say, hey, so I know your family's from Trinidad, and I started researching Trinidad, and I think that you and I should go away to Trinidad to go and experience together your culture. And God will be like, it's him. Like, because I would say, God, give me the password, and he's going to say he's going to research Trinidad, and he's going to offer for you to go to Trinidad with him to experience it. And so I was like, girl, that's some tea. Because I never thought about having a private password with God and trusting that God could actually let this man think of this thing to do. You get what I'm saying? It's like all about a trust factor. And so I was like, but you don't tell anybody the password. You don't write it down either. You just literally download it in your head. It's something that you will remember between you and God. And when it happens, you're going to feel like, oh! So what do you think about that? Would you do that?
So I'm just Googling.
She Googling something right now, y'all. Hold on one second. She Googling.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm Googling because, and I think you and I talked about this. I really love, I'm sorry, I'm getting all these notifications on my tablet. Let me turn it off. So I love that. I love that. And I love that can only be requested when you understand relationship with God.
Amen.
So because you understand you have a relationship with your Heavenly Father, it can be that simple. Like, God, what's my sign? What's our sign? Yeah. So I know it's him.
Okay.
I love that she would know to do that, and she could pass that on, because that, you know, for me, that's one of the benefits of understanding that you're in relationship with him, and so you can talk. So for me, I have a similar thing, and it stood out to me because in the Bible, there's Isaac. I want to say it's Isaac, and I really hope I don't screw this up.
Okay.
But I think Abraham was sending his servant to go back to his hometown.
Okay, yes.
And find his son, I believe it was Isaac,
yeah.
A wife. And he was very specific. He did not want him to find a wife where they currently live. He wanted the servant to find a wife for his son from his hometown and of his lineage. Yeah. Those were his preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And so the servant went out to the town, and when he went out to the town, he didn't just start looking around and see out like where all the girls gather. He went to the town and immediately went to God and prayed,
mm-hmm.
and asked God for favor for his boss and for himself, that, you know, if you will give my boss favor, you will help me find, you know, a wife for his son. But he didn't just leave it there. He then added a specification to God and said he wanted that when he went out to the watering hole with his camels, that a woman would come out, see them there, offer him water, and offer to water his camels too.
Yeah.
And it says, and this is the most important part to me, before he finished praying, Rebecca came out.
Yeah.
And she did the very thing that he prayed to God as a sign. And I love that, because that wasn't even a sign for him. That was a sign for him to fulfill the request of his master.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But when even the people around you are in alignment and in agreement, you know what I mean? I love that. Because
your team, he
pushed that through.
Yeah. Who's on your team?
Abraham had his but that servant pushed it through.
Yeah.
You understand? Because he could have just went straight to the town and started asking around or whatever. But he sought God as well. And so that was something that I've talked to God about, where I said, okay, God, I need to know that this is you. Because the truth of the matter is, we're not ugly.
Right.
I don't have a problem making a dope connect. No, let's keep it funky.
Yeah, you're
right.
I
don't have a problem making a dope connection. We're charismatic people.
Yeah.
You know, we know how to laugh. We know how to have a good time. You can laugh with someone at the grocery store. You know, when you go out tomorrow, who's handsome? Does that mean he's the one? Before, yes. Now, absolutely not. Sir, yeah. What's up? Who sent you? Right? So now at this point, I say to God, it has to be more than what I can generate myself. I can generate good conversation. We could generate a vibe. It has to be more than a vibe. I need a sign from you. Something so clear that when he talks to me, it corresponds with conversations that you and him have had in his private time. And when I talk to him, it corresponds with things that you and I have talked about in my private time. Now, I haven't said specifically what I needed to be, but I've made it clear it has to go beyond what I can do for myself. And so not only do I say that, but I mean that. I've had a few exchanges with some men, gorgeous and charismatic and all that good stuff, and I will literally cut off communication. And that may sound literally go back to God and I'm like, he was dope. These are the things I liked about him. If it's you, let it be so clear that I know it's you, and I just go like this. Because I can continue texting and calling, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to joke, and I'm going to feel a vibe, and then I'm going to feel like this is it. It's not it. That's what I've always done. I need to see you in this. I need to see your stamp on this. Yes. And again, that may not make sense for someone else, but I am tired of choosing for myself. My picker has been broken.
I don't want to.
So for me, I will literally be like, I mean, the man could be, he could possibly be the man of my dreams.
Yeah.
Visually, sure. I will literally, like, I'm totally good. I will literally go back to God and be like, did you say him?
Yeah.
I can't tell yet. So because I can't tell, I'm going to go like this.
Yeah, the confusion. If it's confused, because God is not the author of confusion. So if you feel a little confused about something, then it's obvious, like, it ain't really him. I feel like when he does bring, because you've been so obedient, that when he does bring it, it's going to just be like one of the most flow, like, it's just going to flow like water, like that milk and honey, like, you know, like running, like, it's just going to just like, I just see like the stream of milk and honey just coming together when I see how it's going to flow for you. And I'm so excited for you. I'm really excited for you.
My biggest thing is you have to look at his track record so that you can simplify it. Because to someone else, they may hear me say that and it's like, okay, but like, he was attractive and vibe. That's not sign enough. For me, no, it's not. I just explained to you how I got my job.
Yeah.
Look at his track record. He's very specific.
Very specific.
He's very clear.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, when I look at how he's moved with me, you know my whole story, going to Europe and all that stuff. The way he has moved with me, he has shown me that he doesn't play.
Yeah.
So there's no way I wouldn't understand that it would be the same way in my personal life.
Come on. Come on. You know what, friend? You did good today. You really, you know...
Thank you, friend. I
am so honored.
I was nervous, but I was excited about doing this with you.
I know. You was like, today, girl, today.
I got dressed from the waist up.
I appreciate
it. I put on a red lip.
The red lip is popping. The hair is flowing. So can you just let us know where we, because I'm going to end it here. Because I feel like this is, like, we could go on for 2 hours. I mean, if you want to go on for 2 hours, like, we could do this. But I want to just, like, tell the audience where they can find you, how they can find you, how they can support you at this time. Are you currently taking orders for your wigs, things like that? Because I know you're very, like, prophetic when it comes to that too. Like, you're like, you are.
No, it depends on the week. Some days I'm like, yeah, and some days I'm like, no. So you could just find me, I guess, on my Instagram page. I've been Michelle Beauty, so Robin with a Y, Michelle with one L, and Beauty. My wig page is The Wig House, so it's TheWigHaus. I'm not taking many orders right now. I'm able to manage one or two or three that come through. I don't try to overwhelm myself, and I want to make sure that I can give my all to the orders that I have. So, but I still welcome people email me, and, you know, we have conversation, provide them as much information as possible.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because you do slay a wig, girl. You slay a wig. But yes, this conversation was awesome. And we need to do our, we're going to do our live because I think we need to, like, tease the people. So I am offering to, like, you know, we already talked about this. But yes, guys, thank you so, so much, Robin. Robin, I appreciate you. I adore you. I am so grateful for my friendship with you. And so I'm going to end the conversation here because I know we can go on for another, like, hour or so. Because our
End it in a quick prayer?
Absolutely. I would love for you. Girl.
So.
Yes.
Okay. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for bringing us together, Lord. I thank you. And I just fully believe that this was all unto you, Father God. I thank you for having your way through this Zoom call, Father. I pray, Father, for the people in advance who are yet to watch or yet to listen, Father God, that even if it just touches one, that our efforts, that our time put into this, Father, is not in vain, that we are so grateful for any one person that we can help move, that we can help change, that we can help uplift, Father. So I just ask that you continue to use us, Father, to continue to use us, transform our lives so we can go out and transform others, Father, on your behalf, Father. We just thank you so much for everything that you've done, everything you will do, Father, and that the best is yet to come. I'm so grateful that 2020 is still a year of double.
Yes.
I still am seeing double vision on this year, Father God. As my pastor said, this year is going to be jumping, and I'm still standing on that for me, for her, and for every person listening. I thank you and praise you, and it's in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
All right. Love you.
I love you. You too. Thank you so much, Robin. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye.